And I want you to notice, for this is so very important. Verse 15, and you have the old nature and the new nature. There are two eyes. Now listen to him. For that which I do, I allow not. That's verse 15, the first part of it. Let me change that a little. For that which I do is the old nature, I allow not. The new nature doesn't want to do it. For what I would, now notice here the last part. For what I would, that is, what the new nature wants to do, that do I not. The old nature rebels, won't respond, won't do it. But what I hate, that is, the new nature hates, that do I. The old nature goes right ahead and does it. Do you know anything about that? Do you know in your Christian life, do you have the experience of this struggle of doing something, then hating yourself because you did it, and you have to cry out, oh God, how I failed you. I think every child of God has had that experience. Simon Peter had that experience. Paul had that experience. And this is his experience he's talking about here. And there apparently were three periods in the life of the Apostle Paul. There was that period when he was a proud Pharisee under the Mosaic system, but kidding himself because he was bringing the sacrifices and doing these little things that he thought would make him right with God, but the law was condemning him all the time. But he's a proud Pharisee ignoring that. Then there came the day in his experience when he met Christ on the Damascus Road. And now this proud young Pharisee turns to Christ as his Savior. But he still feels that he can live the Christian life. And that new nature said, I'm now going to live for God. And he fell on his face. And that was the struggle. And that was the failure. I do not know how long that lasted. Probably not long. But he went through that period. Then there came the day, and we shall see here, there was a victory, only he didn't win it, but Christ did. And he learned that it was, again, a matter of yielding, presenting himself, and let the Spirit of God live the Christian life through him. He could not do it. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. He still had the old nature, and now he makes this statement. And Paul learned two things in the struggle, and this is something that many of us believers need to learn. Number one is verse 18a, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, this old nature that we've been talking about, dwelleth no good thing. In me dwelleth no good thing. Now, have you learned that? Have you found out that there's no good in you? Oh, how many of us Christians today feel like that in the flesh, that we can do something that will please God. And then we find many of these Christians today that don't seem to ever find it otherwise, well, they become busy as termites. And they're having about the same effect in a lot of our churches. They're busy as a little bee, but they're not making any honey. They're making vinegar and causing trouble. They get on committees, they're chairman of boards, they try to run the church, and they think that they're pleasing God. And they're busy, but they have no vital connection with the person of Christ, and his life and his death and resurrection is not being lived through them. They're attempting to do it in their own strength by the flesh, and they haven't learned that, as Paul says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Let me make it personal. Anything that Vernon McGee does in the flesh, God hates it. God won't have it. God can't use it. And it's of the flesh, and it's no good. Have you learned that? It's a great lesson. Paul learned that. The Lord Jesus had said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that's John 3:6, and that's all it'll ever be. It can be nothing else but that. But whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. My, how wonderful that is. Now you are given a new nature. That new nature won't commit sin. I'll assure you, the new nature won't commit sin. When I sin, it's the old nature. That new nature won't do it. That new nature just hates sin. That new nature at night won't let me sleep, and it says, look, you're wrong. You got to make it right. Is that the way it does for you?